नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नंबर 8 टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 एंटाइटल्ड लिबरेशन चैप्टर 6 द डाउनफॉल ऑफ सौभरी मुनि वर्स नंबर 8। वी स्टार्ट। शेषम् निवेदयाम् आस पित्रे तेन च तद्गुरु चोदित प्रोक्षणायाः दुष्टम् एतद् अकर्मकम्। शेषम् निवेदयामास पित्रे तेन च तद्गुरु चोदित प्रोक्षणायाः दुष्टमेतद् अकर्मकम्। शेषम् निवेदयामास पित्रे तेन च तद्गुरु चोदित प्रोक्षणायाः दुष्टमेतद् अकर्मकम्। निवेदयामास न च तद्गुरु चोदित प्रोक्षणायाः दुष्टमेतदकर्मकम्। शेषम् निवेदयामास न च तद्गुरु चोदित प्रोक्षणायाः दुष्टमेतदकर्मकम्। शेषम् निवेदयामास पित्रे तेन च तद्गुरु चोदित प्रोक्षणायाः एतदकर्मकम्। माताजी शेषम द रेमनेंट निवेदयाम आस ही ऑफर्ड पित्रे टू हिज फादर तेना बाय हिम च ऑल्सो तत् गुरु देयर प्रीस्ट और स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर Chodita being requested Prokshanaya for purifying Aha said Dushtam polluted Etad all this flesh Akarmakam not fit to be used for offering in Shraddh. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Vikukshi offered the remnants of the flesh to King Ikshvaku, who gave it to Vasishtha for purification. But Vasishtha could immediately understand that part of the flesh had already been taken by Vikukshi, and therefore he said that it was unfit to be used in the Shraddha ceremony. Purport. That which is meant to be offered in Yajna cannot be tasted by anyone before being offered to the deity. In our temples, this regulation is in effect. One cannot eat food from the kitchen unless it is offered to the deity. If something is taken before being offered to the deity, the entire preparation is polluted and can no longer be offered. Those engaged in deity worship must know this very well, so that they may be saved from committing offenses in deity worship. Om Ajnan Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 6, Verse Number 8, Translation. Vikukshi offered the remnants of the flesh to King Ikshvaku, who gave it to Vasishtha for purification. But Vasishtha could immediately understand that part of the flesh had already been taken by Vikukshi, and therefore he said that it was unfit to be used in the Shraddha ceremony. Hare Krishna. So we are reading about the dynasty of Ikshvaku, who was born from Manu Maharaj. And Ikshvaku, once when he was engaged in performing Shraddha for his ancestors, he requested his son Vikukshi to bring a fresh offering of flesh. During those times, flesh offering was offered for Pitras, which is forbidden now. It's not to be done now. It's sinful to do. During those times, it was allowed. So to obtain fresh flesh, Vikukshi, he went to the forest and he hunted few animals. During this whole hunting, he was tired. So he sat down to take rest and he was hungry, and unknowingly he ate some part of the offering. So then he came back and he gave everything, the remnant, to his father, Ikshvaku. Happens, mistakes happen. So the king gave to the priest, the guru, Vasishtha Muni, to purify it for offering. And Vasishtha Muni, he saw and he understood that this is Jutha, this is Shesham, this is remnant, somebody has already eaten part of it. And so he said, we can't offer this. There is a principle behind this. Why DT should be offered first and then we should take? The principle behind, one of the principle behind this is Krishna is a supreme enjoyer. We read in scriptures, Krishna is supreme creator, supreme proprietor, supreme enjoyer. Creator means he created the world, but that's not sufficient knowledge. If I go to some house, it's good to know I didn't create this. Somebody else created it. Who? The labor. They made it. But still, that's not sufficient knowledge because laborers made it, but who is the owner? The laborers are not the owner. So if you say God is creator, that's basically labor job. That's not sufficient to understand Krishna. So not only he is the creator, but he is the proprietor. He is the master. So not only this house has a creator who is not me, but even though I am inside the house, but I am not owner of the house. This world is not created by me. That everybody knows. Simple proof. When you were born, before that this world was there. So you are not a creator. Simple. But I am not even the owner of this world. But we have to go forward. Like we go to a hotel. In the room of the hotel, we know I am not the creator of this room. I am not the owner of this room. But we try to use the hotel facilities. So we have to know Krishna is not just creator and proprietor, but he is the enjoyer. He is the supreme enjoyer. In other words, everything in this world should be enjoyed by Krishna. So if first offering is not made to Krishna, then somebody else is enjoying the first offering, then that's offense. That's wrong. That's seva aparad. Worshipping deity, there are many regulations. One Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he brought some mangoes. Mangoes. And he came to the house, he kept them. His small son, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, was a small boy. He saw mangoes. So he expressed, "Oh, mangoes, I will eat mangoes." He just expressed. He didn't pick up and eat. He just expressed, "I will eat mangoes." Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur told his son, "First deities will eat. Krishna should eat first. Then we can have Mahaprasad." That small boy, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, felt so much regret in his heart that I thought of enjoying the mango before Krishna. that in his childhood he took a vow of not eating mangoes whole life. Whole life. And he was so determined, he followed it. And as the Acharya, founder Acharya of Gaudiya Math, as a spiritual master, many disciples many times brought mangoes for him. And every time he said, no, I can't eat mangoes because I am an offender. Srila Prabhupada writes, a small child expressing such a desire is natural. It's not an offense. Because small child. But still he took it seriously that I thought of enjoying before Krishna. So Krishna should enjoy first class. There is one devotee, Raghav Pandit, and his sister Damyanti. They used to worship the deity of Gopinath. So Raghav Pandit used to get very nice fruits and offerings for Gopinath. He had his own garden, orchard for fruits, coconut water trees, and he would offer it to his deity very nicely. So one day Raghav Pandit heard that a couple of miles away at a distance in a village, much better coconut water is available, tender coconut, green. So even though he had his own trees with coconut water, but when he heard a better quality is available, he went all the way to purchase those coconuts. And he purchased at a higher price and brought them. Then he would immerse them in water for a few hours to further cool them down. Then he would clip them and offer it to Gopinath. 10-12 coconut daily he will offer. Many times when he would go back to pick up the offering, those tender coconut would be empty. Krishna would literally drink it. They would be empty. Then he would cut them, remove the pulp, put it on the plate and offer the pulp. And he would go to pick up, the plate would be empty. Gopinath would eat it, literally. And many times Gopinath would give another pulp as Mahaprasad after eating, fresh pulp for Mahaprasad. So this is the exchange going on between Raghav Pandit and Gopinath. And both are enjoying. The deity is enjoying the coconut water, coconut pulp and the love of his devotee. And Raghav Pandit is enjoying because Krishna is enjoying, reciprocating. So daily this would go on. So one day, there were 10-12 fresh coconut in the basket, clipped and kept. And the offering time, there was still some time for offering. So Raghav Pandit gave the basket to his servant. He said, you hold it. We'll offer when it's right time. And servant was holding this big basket with 10-12 coconuts. And we all know coconuts are very heavy. So he was getting tired. So at one time, to support himself, he just touched the ceiling of the temple. And then he again touched the coconut, the basket. So Raghav Pandit told him, throw this coconut. They cannot be offered. Why? Because The ceiling has dust. And you touch that dust. And then you touch the coconut. So now they are contaminated. They cannot be offered. Now anybody may think that he didn't touch the coconut water. It's inside. The skin is so hard, dust will not penetrate. He just touched the outside. But Raghavapandi rejected it. He threw all the coconut across the wall, again went all the way, couple of miles, and purchased fresh coconuts and brought and offered to Gopinath. That is his standard. That is his devotional service. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the one who narrated this pastime. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was narrating this pastime so enthusiastically, he was expressing that how Raghava Pandit loves Gopinath, Lord Sri Krishna. So deity worship has lots of rules and regulations. Why? Because we are worshipping the king, not Raja, Maharaja, the emperor, the master of all the universes. And he should be worshipped opulently, with proper cleanliness, with proper respectful devotional offerings. And this proper worship or protocol, like if a politician or a leader visits the area, then they have a protocol which has to be followed. So this protocol is required. Even if you go to meet a minister or a prime minister, there is a protocol. You can't go in shorts. There is a protocol. Even wearing, there is a protocol. So there is a protocol to serve the Lord. So that protocol, that regulative principles have to be followed. These regulative principles of worshipping the deity are mentioned in Nectar of Devotion by Srila Rupa Goswami. This was described to Srila Rupa Goswami by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we have to follow them. If we don't follow, it constitutes seva aparad. Aparad to the deity, to the vigraha. And the very purpose of our service is to develop love for Krishna, but by doing seva aparad, it's obstructed. We don't advance in bhakti. We will read what happened to Vikukshi because he did this offense. So Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, Purusha, and we are enjoyed by Krishna, Prakriti. We are Prakriti. He is Purusha. He is a supreme enjoyer and he is supposed to enjoy us. But staying in this world, if I think I am the enjoyer, then I am competing with Krishna. And whoever competes with Krishna will fail. So we fail. Whatever activity we do, if we do with the desire or a hope that I will enjoy the result of this activity, we are failure. But if we do with a desire and a hope that Krishna will enjoy the result of this activity, then that activity is devotional service. But if I am hoping to get enjoyment, then that is not devotional service. It may be giving a class or leading kirtan. And if I am thinking, I will enjoy after giving a class, people will clap and say, "Wow, Prabhu, so nice class, you are a big scholar and a pandita. Please accept my humble obeisances and this garland." If I am thinking this is what the result of class will be, that people will become my followers hearing such a wonderful class, they will become my disciples or counselees, then I am hoping to enjoy the result of my activity. So that's not devotional service. Krishna should enjoy. So all around us are not sense objects. They are service objects. All around us there are objects to offer love and service to Krishna. This whole creation, there is a purpose. There are four different understandings of this purpose of creation. One is, this is jail. The jivas are conditioned. They are punished because they are rebellious in the spiritual world. So they come to the material world and they are punished. And gradually they will rectify. Prison house. Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. That's one understanding. A bit different and higher understanding is, this material world is made to fulfill our desire. Because we have a desire to enjoy separately from Krishna. And Krishna has given this material world, go and fulfill your desire. And gradually get rectified. There's a second. Third understanding is, the purpose of this creation is because Krishna loves us. Because Krishna loves us, so He has given us this gift. He has given us earth, water, fire, air, ether, sun, moon. Like somebody loves you, so He gives you a pen, a shirt, a laptop, a mobile. He loves you, so He gives you a gift. So Krishna has given this gift. This body, this world, this is a gift. This is a facility. So this is third understanding, that Krishna, the world is a proof that Krishna loves us. And a fourth and a very high understanding is, Krishna has given this world, made this world, created this world, because He wants love from us. He wants love. Like imagine a father, he purchases a box of sweets for his boy, for his son. Why he purchases? Because he loves the son. So he goes home and gives one box. And the son is very happy. He opens the box. He takes one sweet and says, "Father, the first one you eat." The father will be so joyful, so happy. Why? Because the father got sweet? No. Father can purchase 10 boxes. What is the big deal in that? But why is joyful? Because the first one I got, the first one, that shows love. The father is so happy because he got love from his child. Next day again he will bring one more box. Why? Because he knows again the first one I will get. Because he wants love from his son, he gives him box of sweets. So in the same way, because Krishna wants our love, we have love for Krishna, but we have stopped expressing it to Him. Because we have scattered our love. We are loving other people. Wives, children, parents, neighbors, country, dog, cat, and then we are loving things, car, house, furniture, shirt, pant, mobile. We are loving things. Things are not to be loved, they are to be used. People are to be loved. But we are using people, loving things. So we have scattered our love. And in that interaction of love, nobody is getting happiness. So this love which we have scattered has to be collected and given back to Krishna. How? It has to be attached to an item of this material world. So this item, this box of sweet is given to Krishna, by Krishna to us so that we can attach our love and give to Him. So giving of first sweet is an expression of love to Krishna. We are part and parcel of Krishna, so we offer Him. So these regulations are there so that we express our love to Krishna. This for sadhaka. In Vrindavan, there are perfect souls. They express their love in a different way. In Vrindavan, when Krishna sits eating lunch with his coward boyfriend, Sakhar, they open their tiffin, they take a laddu, and they eat themselves half. And then Krishna, my mother gave so nice laddu, you also eat. And the remaining half they will put in Krishna's mouth. Their jutha they will give to Krishna. And Krishna will eat there, say, oh, very nice. Krishna will enjoy the jutha there. Because there is not supreme personality of Godhead. There is intimacy. This is okay only with such devotees, not with sadhakas. You can't do that with Radharas Bihari. Don't do that. Give him, eat half and give him half. Ramupu will tell you, get out. Banned. So rules have to be followed. By giving to Krishna, we get benefit. Like you go and purchase some fruits for Krishna. 1 dozen apples. On the way you eat 1 apple and 11 you give to DT department. That's offense. We just don't cook for Krishna. We purchase for Krishna and then cook for Krishna. So we should not do that. By giving to Krishna, we get millions of times more. So we should not think, oh, one I should take. Once it goes to DT department, I don't know whether I'll get or not. So one I will take. Sometimes when we do offering to Prabhupada, it happens. But we should know, once I give to Krishna, I get millions of times more. That fruit vendor lady in Vrindavan, one Mataji selling fruit, she came outside the house of Krishna, Yashoda Maya, shouting, please take fruit, please take fruit. And Krishna is a small baby, he desired fruit. So immediately he went to the kitchen, picked up some rice, grains, and he ran to barter because he knew. He has seen Nanda Baba doing barter, giving grains, taking fruit. So his palm is anyway small. And when he ran, most of the rice grains fell from the gap of his finger. So when he reached to the Mataji, only 4 or 5 grains were there. And he became morose, sad, that with 4 or 5 grains I will not get anything. Such a beautiful child, that Mataji felt so much love just by seeing Krishna's beauty. She said, oh, these grains are sufficient. And she gave so many fruits And Krishna became joyful. Such a nice barter I did today, better than my father. And all the fruits he carried back to Yashoda Maiya. And this Mataji, she went to pick her basket, all the fruits disappeared. And the whole basket was full with jewels, rubies, pearls, diamonds, sapphires, emeralds, corals, lapis lazuli, rings, necklace, golden ornaments. She got millions of times more. Even material prosperity is obtained by giving some service to Krishna. Patram pushpam phalam toyam. Krishna says, give me a leaf, give me a fruit, give me flower, give me water, give me with love. So Krishna carried those fruits back to house. And he showed to Yashoda Maiya. And Maiya, look, I got so many fruits. Yashoda Maiya said, Krishna, from where did you get this fruit? Krishna said, oh, some Mataji gave me. Said, Krishna, how many times I told you not to take any eatable from strangers? Come, put this in the basket. And all fruits he put in the basket. Krishna didn't get any fruit to eat. Because mothers don't want children to eat anything from strangers. So in the evening, Yashoda Maiya thought, what to do with this basket now? So many fruits. She will also not eat. So she called her maid servant. She said, take this fruit. She started distributing. So many hours and hours she started distributing, the basket was not getting empty. Went on distributing. Because Krishna touched those fruits, they became unlimited. And meanwhile, this fruit vendor lady, she went back home with the basket of jewels. And she showed to her family. And all the family members, they got so joyful, so attracted, they started choosing. This diamond ring I will take. This blue locket I will take. This emerald I will take. This golden necklace I will take. This ruby ring I will take. This jewel, they started choosing. And she was laughing. And she said, you all are fools. The real jewel to I left there only. The real jewel was Krishna, such a beautiful face, Shyam Sundar. So let us go again with more fruits, maybe we'll again get to see him. So they brought more fruits to Krishna's house. They thought Krishna will again come out and they will again see Krishna. The next day morning, all the maid servants of Yashoda Maiya, when they came back for work in the house, they asked Yashoda Maiya, "O kal wala fruit hai kya? Do you have the fruits which you gave yesterday?" Yashoda Maiya said, "Why? What happened?" He said, "Oh, that fruit was nectarian. We never ate so sweet, juicy, nectarian fruit whole life. And one fruit we ate, our stomach was full. We didn't have to take dinner yesterday. So do you have more such fruits?" So because Krishna touched those fruits, they became unlimited, sweet, more tasty, more nutritious. One you eat, full stomach. So if you give to Krishna, that offering becomes transcendental. And Krishna is so kind, he gives it back. And that is Mahaprasad. Mahaprasad is transcendental. No contamination. And when we have Mahaprasad, we come in contact with Krishna. Because Mahaprasad is non-different from Krishna. श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इन जगन्नाथ पुरी ही वॉज इन द हाउस ऑफ सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य एंड सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य टोल्ड हिम यू हैव टेकन संन्यास एट क्वाइट यंग एज चैतन्य टुक संन्यास एट एज 24 This is quite young. It's not easy to control senses. But since you have already taken sannyas, so now I will help you to maintain your sannyas. Sarang Bhattacharya was like grandfather of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in age. And Sarang Bhattacharya was first class teacher of Vedanta Sutras, Shankaracharya's commentary, Sharirik Bhashya. Many, many sannyasis all over India would go to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to learn. There is Guru, there is Acharya, there is Bhattacharya. He was Bhattacharya. So he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I will teach you Vedanta Sutra. So by that you can maintain your renunciation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, as you wish. And for days and days he tried to teach him Sharirik Bhashya. And there's a big pastime where finally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, what you are teaching is wrong. And he defeated him and made him a devotee. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became a Vaishnava. He was a Mayavadi, he became a Vaishnava. So next day, early morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Mandir for Mangala Arati and the Pujari gave him some Mahaprasad. Very carefully Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected it in his cloth and straight went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house who was still sleeping. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down. He came and he stood. And when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya woke up, he chanted the holy name of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy. And he's become a Vaishnava now. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya woke up, saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu standing, immediately brought an asan and they both sat. So very carefully Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened his cloth. He said, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, look what I got for you. Mahaprasad. Immediately Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took Mahaprasad and put it in his mouth. He honored it. Like a small child, you know, who is very eager to get a chocolate. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started laughing. Old man behaving like a small child. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, what kind of Brahman are you? Without brushing your teeth, without doing shorts, without taking bath, without doing your Gayatri, without worshipping your Shaligram, without making an offering to your deity in the home, you are eating. What kind of Brahmana are you? Immediately Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told verses about Mahaprasad, verses, saying that the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath, Lord Krishna, is non-different from Lord Jagannath. And one should eat it immediately as soon as one obtains it, without thinking of time, place and circumstances. As soon as you get, one should eat it. Even if Mahaprasad is fallen on the ground, on the dust, still one should pick up and eat it. It doesn't get contaminated. Even if it is coming to you after many days, becomes dry and stale, still one should eat it, doesn't get contaminated. Even if Mahaprasad falls on the ground and a dog picks it up, chews it and spits it, even that one should pick up and eat, doesn't get contaminated. That's the glory of Mahaprasad. Seeing faith of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya on Mahaprasad, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy, he embraced him. Because a Vaishnava means he will have faith on Mahaprasad as non-different from Krishna. And a Vaishnava, if he commits offense, how do we know the offense is reacting on our bhakti? Is when we see Mahaprasad as ordinary food, when we see deity as ordinary stone, when we see Guru as ordinary man, when we see the scriptures as ordinary book, that means the offense has an effect on our bhakti. That's why this is happening with us and we need to rectify. So that's the glory of Mahaprasad. He is the supreme enjoyer, so the first thing should go to him. First hour of the morning should go to Krishna. That's why we should do Mangalarti. We should chant our rounds in the morning. That's fresh time. And our life first year should go to Krishna. Like many people say, why young people joining ISKCON? Why in youth age, young age you are going to temple? Do that in old age. Say no, Krishna is supreme enjoyer. He should get our young age, not our old age. Means we should give both, but not that youth I give to some woman and old age I give to Radharas Bihari. Don't do that. Give both to Radharas Bihari. Give to Krishna. Imagine you have purchased a fresh rose flower early morning. Keep it in the pocket. Whole day travel in Bombay and evening you pick it up. Is that good enough? So that's our consciousness in the evening if you are all day working outside. So morning is fresh. We chant, we do bhakti. Nice. So he is supreme enjoyer. He should enjoy us. Whatever we have should be offered to Krishna. One is karma tyag, one is karma phala tyag. So if I am doing karma, then the fruit, karma phala, should be offered to Krishna. If I try to take that fruit, then I am sinful. It's offensive. It is not good. So the fruits of our karma should be offered to Krishna. Whatever we eat or whatever we utilize should be first offered to Krishna. Not just food, even clothes. We purchase new dhoti kurta, we should first offer to Krishna. Or utensils, or gadgets, or cosmetics, or makeup, flower, anything. Except medicine. Not that blood pressure and diabetes ka goli Bhagwan ko offer. We can chant the name of Vishnu 3 times. It is mentioned in Ayurveda. When you take medicine, you chant the name of Vishnu 3 times. Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. But don't make it in an offering plate. When Prabhupada started the worship of Jagannath, Lord Jagannath in San Francisco, in a very simple way he installed the deities. And in his class he told that first everything should be offered to Jagannath and then you should use. So many were hippies. They took it so seriously, they will offer their combs also. They will purchase combs for their hair, they will offer to Jagannath and then take it. That's nice. And even in Vrindavan, I saw some Matajis, they purchased some ornaments or some necklace or earrings, they offer to Radharani first, Radha Shyam Sundar. So we should understand that everything we utilize should be first offered to Krishna. And then use as Mahaprasad. If you are purchasing a new utensil for your house, so you should purchase for Krishna. And his old utensil, family members can start using. The new utensil from the market goes to altar. And the old utensil from the altar, bowl, glass, spoon, thali, goes to family members. So everything Krishna should use first. Because everything belongs to Krishna. He is all pervading. He is the owner. And he is the enjoyer. He is sitting as Paramatma, Bharta, Bhokta, Maheshwara. He is Bharta, maintainer, and Bhokta, enjoyer. So he should enjoy us. And he will enjoy us when we are a suitable offering for him. And that is when we purify ourselves by the process of bhakti. When we do devotional service. And one very nice devotional service is coming up this month. Book distribution marathon. Prabhupada says all our activities are centered around book distribution. 5,000 years ago, Vyasadeva sat and he saw the future of Kali Yuga. People will be unhealthy, lazy, quarrelsome, hypocrite, less duration of life, unlucky, no interest in spiritual life. He saw this problem 5,000 years before. And as a solution to Kali Yuga, he wrote books. Why? He could have traveled all over India and preached, or he could have made a temple, or he could have made a website. But he wrote books. At that time there was no publishing and printing technology or transportation technology. But he wrote books as a solution for Kali Yuga. That means these books are a plan since 5,000 years. Krishna, of course, knows printing and publication and transportation will come in the future and these books will go and it will change the heart of people. And that plan is set into motion. And Srila Prabhupada, he gave us this mandate in ISKCON. It is one of the seven purpose. The seventh purpose of ISKCON is to distribute publication, is to make and distribute publication to support the above purposes. That's the mission of ISKCON. So Srila Prabhupada utilizes modern technology of printing and transportation so that many, many amount of literature can be produced. And we have an opportunity to get benefit by distributing them. Prabhupada says that just as in a village, if there is a lazy boy, does not do anything, and suddenly there is a war, the country goes for war, and this lazy boy gets involved as a soldier, and he goes for fighting. Whether he actually goes on the border and fights, we don't know, but he goes. And he comes back after the war. He'll become hero of the village. We don't know what he did in the border, but he will become hero of the village. In the same way, Sankirtan means fighting with Maya. So when we take the books, they are weapons, and we go out and distribute, we are fighting with Maya. So when you come back, you are hero. You are hero of the temple. You are hero in the eyes of Krishna. Frontline soldier. He went to fight with Maya. And the more we distribute books, the more pressure is put on Maya. When there was a India-Pakistan war and Prabhupada was in Delhi, and there was a bomb raid, or a probability of bomb raid, they will have siren. And Prabhupada said, just like this in war, they throw bombs. Similarly, we should rain books on the lap of conditioned souls. We should rain books on the laps of conditioned souls. And the bomb will explode. And their life will change. So even if somebody reads one page, one sentence, one word, their bhakti starts. Even if somebody purchases a book, gives money and purchases, their bhakti starts. Books are so powerful. So we have an opportunity to go out and distribute. And it's very simple. It doesn't require very big skills. We go out, we smile to people, fold our hands, say Hare Krishna, and we say we are going to we want to show you this nice book. India, most of the people know Bhagavad Gita. And we say Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna to Arjuna. And this is full edition, translation, purport, word-to-word meaning, Sanskrit shloka. And this will change your life. It will answer all your questions. And if they have some question, we speak, we tell them to read one shloka. And they get attracted by our simple, pure presentation. If we have purity in the heart, it convinces people. So we nicely chant our rounds early morning and we go out and show to a person. If a person does not take a book, very simple, I'll tell you what to do. Go to another person. Don't worry. His bhakti started because he spoke to you, he saw the book. And let people touch the book. The first thing we should do is give the book in his hand. Said, just touch it. It will benefit you. Or somehow if the book goes in, the product should go in his hand. It will benefit. So the sambandha is formed when they touch the book. Where bhakti starts. So we should do this book distribution. It will purify us. And it will please the Lord. Please Srila Prabhupada. And when they are pleased, our bhakti we advance. Spiritually we advance. So we do this every year. And those who participate in marathon dedicatedly for 30 days, they know, they get a jump in their spiritual advancement. The Sankirtan Yajna. So jump in the fire. And you see how all the attachments will burn away. You do 30 days nice book marathon, after 30 days you will be a very different person. Your consciousness will be more elevated. This is experience of anybody. Anybody who has done, you can ask them. So it's a very nice opportunity. We request all of you to please participate. Okay? We end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. If there are any questions or comments, we will take. Yes, Mike.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, it was mentioned in the beginning of the class about the Shraddha Samvini where the flesh was being offered in those days. So, could you just highlight the proper rules and regulations? Since we consider it as so inauspicious, so could you tell us more in detail about it?
Detail about?
I mean, what were the conditions which were they being offered?
Oh, I don't know. Why we should know conditions of offering flesh? They used to offer that time. Kshatriyas used to go for hunting. Now it's forbidden. So what is forbidden? Why we should try to know how to do it or how it was done? Right? So that time, place, circumstances were very different. We can't equate them. Even if you know the conditions, those conditions were more applicable during those times. Even if those conditions are created today, like doing less hinsa, giving less pain to the animal, etc., or chanting pure mantras. Even if these are conditions done today, the times are different. So they are not applicable. But in any case, I don't know how to offer flesh. Okay? Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
This, in translation, it is mentioned that Vasishtha Muni, he could understand that flesh is already being taken by Vikukshi. So how has he come to know?
So it is not mentioned the circumstances. If the half was taken, he would know. Or if part was taken, he would know. It is not mentioned whether it was his mystic siddhi or his actual sense perception. Anyway, he was a mystic anyway. He would know otherwise also. Trikal Darshi, they know what is happening, even if they are absent during the event. or maybe half was taken, one leg was not there, he would know. That's not mentioned. Huh, Gudduji.
हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण
प्रभु जी जैसे मैं सुना हूँ बताता हूँ जैसे नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर अपना शिष्य को कुकिंग कर रहे थे तो उस समय वृंदावन से वैष्णव लोग आए थे तो नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर बोले कि पहले अभी भगवान का ऑफर नहीं हुआ है तो अभी मतलब प्रसाद नहीं दे सकते हैं फिर नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर बोले कि पहले वैष्णव लोग को दो उन लोग को प्रसाद दो तो उन लोग खा लिए तो अब फिर बोले कि अलग से फिर से बनाओ भगवान का ऑफर करने के लिए तो फिर भगवान बोलते हैं कि नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर को कि आप जो पद लिखे हैं कि गोविंद हृदय गोविंद विश्राम तो अब हो गया ना ऑफर जब वैष्णव लोग खा लिए तो ऑफर हो गया आपके हृदय में गोविंद रहते हैं तो ऐसे कैसे होता है थोड़ा समझाइए इसके बारे में
तो अगर ऐसा कुछ हुआ है तो वो एक स्पेशल इवेंट है वो उसको नियम नहीं बनाना चाहिए नियम ये है कि पहले भगवान को ऑफर करना चाहिए बाद में वैष्णव लोग खाना चाहिए या दूसरे लोग खाना चाहिए ये नियम है अभी भगवान ने खुद ने ही कभी नियम तोड़ दिया उनको अलाउड है नियम तोड़ना तो उसको एक स्पेशल इवेंट समझना चाहिए समझ रहे हैं तो अगर नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर जो आचार्य है उन्होंने एक बार ऐसा किया किसी कारण से और भगवान ने मान लिया वो स्पेशल केस कोई बात नहीं लेकिन साधारण नियम जो है वो हमें पालन करना चाहिए जैसे ब्रह्मा जी व्हेन लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा केम टू वृंदावन आफ्टर अगासुर गॉट किल्ड समबडी टोल्ड ब्रह्मा जी दैट अगासुर वॉज किल्ड बाय विष्णु ही सेड बट विष्णु वेयर इज विष्णु He said, he has not taken incarnation. He said, yes, yes, he is in Vrindavan. So he came and he saw Krishna sitting among the cowherd boyfriends, eating his tiffin. And they were feeding Krishna their jhuta. And Krishna had put his food on a leaf plate. And Krishna was eating curd, rice and fruit. And all was falling from fingers on his dhoti. And he was eating. So Brahma said, this is not God. God doesn't have bad manners, bad dining manners. Vishnu eats on a plate, on an asan, and two are fanning, and he eats very carefully, he doesn't fall on his dhoti, and nobody disturbs him and talks in between, and he's not eating anybody's jutha. This is not Vishnu. So Brahma got bewildered. That's a special case, Vrindavan case. ठीक है हाँ
जैसे एक टोकरी में फल बेच रहा है एक दूसरा लिया उसी टोकरी में से कुछ लोग अलग लोग लिए अपने खाने के लिए और मैं उसी में से ले रहा हूँ उसी टोकरी में से भगवान को ऑफर करने के लिए तो जुट्ठा हो गया ना तो ले
हाँ,
लिया
बरोबर बोला आपने इसके लिए भगवान के लिए खुद फार्मिंग करना चाहिए कि जो पहला निकाला वो भगवान को दिया लेकिन आजकल हम वो नहीं कर सकते तो हम अपना चेतना में ये सोचेंगे कि ये फल फ्रेश धोकर आचमन करके भगवान को हम ऑफर कर रहे हैं ऐसे तो समझो एक किलो बादाम लाया और पहला तीन भगवान को दिया तो नेक्स्ट टाइम तीन नहीं दे सकते कि वो तो ऑलरेडी ऑफर हो गए तो फेंकना पड़ेगा या खाना पड़ेगा लेकिन क्या करेंगे हर घर में बादाम लेके आएंगे तीन तीन थोड़ी लेके आएंगे समझ रहे हैं ना तो जब ऑफरिंग करते हैं तो चेतना में ये रखते हैं कि ये ऑफर कर रहे हैं वो वाला उधर ही है उसको ऑफर नहीं कर रहे हैं तो उसको नेक्स्ट टाइम वापस देके ऑफर कर सकते हैं तो चेतना में पुजारी ने ऐसा रखना चाहिए कि ये हम ऑफर कर रहे हैं भगवान को फ्रेश
एक और है सौरभम भट्टाचार्य वो एक मतलब मायावादी थे तो फिर जगन्नाथ जी का ऐसे पूजा कैसे करते थे
कैसे करते थे
जब मायावादी थी भगवान को पूजा
अलाउ था करने के लिए क्या कैसे करते थे
नहीं नहीं एक मायावादी
अलाउ
भगवान कैसे फिर मानते थे
मायावादी लोग कृष्ण को रूप को भगवान मानते हैं लेकिन वो समझते हैं कि इसके ऊपर भी एक है जो निराकार है इसके ऊपर भी एक है जो निराकार है लेकिन मूर्ति पूजा वो भी करते हैं ये सोच के कि अभी करना जरूरी है बाद में छूट जाएगा बाद में हम निराकार में लीन हो जाएंगे तो लोग कृष्णा, दुर्गा, सूर्य, गणेश, शिव, इनका पूजा करते हैं। आज भी लोग ऐसे रहते हैं, विष्णु की पूजा करते हैं लेकिन मन में सोचते हैं कब मैं निराकार में एक हो जाऊंगा। ऐसे लोग होते हैं आज भी, ठीक है। शुद्ध मायावादी मिलना मुश्किल है, जैसे शुद्ध भक्त मिलना मुश्किल है वैसे शुद्ध मायावादी मिलना भी मुश्किल है, शुद्ध नास्तिक मिलना भी मुश्किल है, शुद्ध असुर मिलना भी मुश्किल है। आजकल मिक्स है सब। ओके, और कोई प्रश्न?
हरे कृष्ण। तो जी हम प्रभुपाद जी का व्यास पूजा के दिन जो ऑफरिंग करते हैं तो वो भगवान का ऑफरिंग किया हुआ रहता है कि डायरेक्टली प्रभुपाद का ऑफरिंग होता है?
तो साल में एक बार व्यास पूजा के दिन गुरु को डायरेक्ट ऑफरिंग कर सकते हैं। और समझ ये होती है कि गुरु भगवान को बिना ऑफर करके नहीं खाएंगे, तो अपने चेतना में भगवान को ऑफर करके बाद में लेंगे। साल में एक बार ऐसा ठीक है करना व्यास पूजा के, नहीं भगवान को ऑफर करके उनको ऑफर किया तो भी अच्छी बात है, ऐसा कुछ नहीं। ठीक है, ओके। धन्यवाद। श्रीमद् भागवतम की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की। हरे कृष्ण।